We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Traveling to see your fave sports team is cool, but traveling with Amex Platinum for the big game is even better.
Right this way.
With access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, you can skip the line. And with access to the Centurion Lounge,
he shoots a three.
You can catch the next game on the way home. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network. From Learfield, welcome to the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. Here is Larry Burnett.
Hey, everybody, we're back here on the Nevada Women's Basketball Packcast, and I've got Izzy Sullivan with me right now. Interesting year for you, I would think. You come off that great freshman year, and I'm not sure everybody knew who you were or what you did. Mm-hmm. Now they do, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. It was a bit of an adjustment coming into this year and even into end of last year, but just working throughout like the summer and the preseason to get used to that was a lot of work, but it was fun. So yeah.
You came back in great shape this year. What was going on with you during the offseason?
I was just put a big emphasis on fitness, like being able to run for like long amounts of time, because coming into this year I knew I was going to be scouted, and having like making it tough for teams to guard me coming off cuts and all this stuff, because I get a lot of screen actions ran for me, so being able to do that and play defense for a lot of minutes and keeping it up throughout the whole game was very important. So
yeah, I think that's a key too. Everybody says Izzy Sullivan three-point shot, but the defense is there. There are other aspects to your game, aren't there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just because starting as a freshman, the defense was a bit of a confusing, like stressful part of the game for me, but then it just kind of clicked and I figured out like what I'm good at and how to guard like quicker defenders or bigger defenders, so getting used to our system was like a huge help for me.
Yeah. I was looking at your bio. It says you enjoy golf. Still?
I actually haven't played it in a long time. Just, I mean, out of not being home for a while, and I don't have a car, so it's hard to...
And being in Nevada in winter.
Yeah, that is very true. It's quite cold, so... But I still enjoy watching it and all that.
Bowling?
I was actually, like, pretty good at bowling. I mean, not to, like, a competitive standard, but I do enjoy it, and I feel like I'm pretty decent at it, so...
What was your best game, Miz?
I'm not sure about my score. I'm not really big with the score. I know I can get strikes, a decent amount of strikes, so, yeah.
And I also saw that you like to teach, coach basketball for special needs type kids.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I would help my school's basketball coach and special needs teacher with coaching. There are special needs kids, and it would be like every Sunday, and I'd go coach them for like an hour and a half, and they would just love it, and it was awesome to see how much they enjoyed it. So
what do you see for yourself down the road
In terms of like basketball or
basketball,
just
basketball life, whatever?
Well, I'm thinking that I want to do a couple years play overseas after college, after a good college career, and then depending on that, after do maybe grad school or get a job in software engineering.
That's right, you're into that computer stuff.
Yes,
and the games.
Yes.
And things, right?
Yes, so I'm computer science major, so that would be like the career path for that.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Izzy Sullivan with us here on the PackCast, and we appreciate you tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, thanks for being a part of our little PackCast here, and we'll catch you next time.
This has been the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.